Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. I had a friend who worked on a David Copperfield magic show in Paris, and he was one of the volunteers, and apparently wherever David Copperfield used to go with these big magic shows, and if you've never seen them, he makes things like jumbo jets disappear and elephants disappear, and it's a good show. And he drafts in locals, and I can't remember, but something like 60 to 200 people to help out, and they all have to sign blood oaths of secrecy. And they're taught, according to my friend, that if somebody asks them, how does he do the trick? They're told to answer, amazingly well. Now, when it comes to human behavior, when it comes to us going, how will I do this? How will I handle that? How should I do this? How am I going to deal with whatever I think I'm going to have to deal with in the future? The honest to God, honest answer is, as best you can. We don't know how we're going to handle anything, but we're going to handle it as best we can. Years ago, I remember getting to a point in my business where we were in a cash crunch and we were coming up on year end and we had payroll to meet and we had invoices due and there was just a ton going on. And I was dealing with it as best I could, but I thought I should be dealing with it much better because I understand the inside-out nature of experience. I understand I'm not feeling the stress of my circumstances. I'm feeling thought. And yet, I was doing okay, but I wasn't thriving. And I asked some business coaches I was working with, how do real CEOs do this? You know, people whose turnover is you know, 10 times what mine is and who have, you know, 100 times the employees that I have, if I'm struggling at this level with what I understand, how do people who don't have this understanding and have a larger challenge deal with it? And the coach just looked at me and said, variably. They deal with it variably. In other words, they deal with it as best they can. And when I really saw that that's all we can ever do, as best we can, I also realized that a more interesting question than how will I handle it is, what makes the difference between when I thrive, when anyone thrives, when you thrive, and when you don't? And in looking to answer that question, I have seen a common theme, and the way that I want to share it is in something that someone pointed out to me earlier today, actually. They heard an interview with Tony Gonzalez. Now, if you're not a football fan, Tony Gonzalez is a Hall of Fame tight end. So he played American football on the team, mostly on a team called the Kansas City Chiefs. And he was an amazing athlete. And I can remember for a lot of the last years I've been watching football, watching Tony Gonzalez play until he retired. And in this interview, he was saying that when he first got to the pros, because he actually was a basketball player, and so he only switched to football quite late in his college career, he was terrible. He said he would drop half the passes that were thrown to him. Anything that could go wrong would. And he worked. He was a hard worker. He was known for his work ethic. And so he would work on his hands, and he'd work on this, and he'd work on that, and he'd continually try to figure out what was wrong and fix it. And then he said one day it just occurred to him to put all the thinking down and just play. And he said it was like a mountain had come off his back. He just started playing football, and he got real good real quickly. Now, the same thing is true for all of us. In any moment, we can put down our thinking and just play. We can put down all our trying to figure it out and just get in the game. Now, we'll still go through a learning curve, but we will learn exponentially quicker when we're just playing to play and we're not trying to figure out what's wrong and how to fix it. When we're not trying to figure out what's right and how to do more of it. when we're not trying to figure out what the implications of this and what's going to happen if that and why did I this and when we put down all the self-analysis, what we're left with is the moment. What we're left with is presence, and we all do as well as we're going to do in real time, in the present. So how are you going to handle that big thing that's coming up? As best you can. But the more you're willing to put down your thinking and just show up and respond to what shows up, just play the game, the better you're going to do, the quicker you're going to learn, and the more fun you're going to have. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk to you soon.